Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Call of the Leader. This is Brody Creamy out of Logan, Utah, Royal Diamond Distributor filling in for our fearless leader, Dave Johnson. He called me, he said, Brody, is there any way you can take care of this? He says, I'm in a hot springs right now, and there's not good cell reception. I said, Dave, I will alleviate your burden. And so we will let him enjoy his time with his family right now. I'm sitting in my new office. We just did a big remodel in the house, and I've got this gorgeous view of the mountains, lightly covered with some snow, and the sun peeking out over the crest. Now, the dawning of a new day, and I've been spending some time thinking about attitude, quite a bit of time thinking about attitude, and one of the things that came up was something that I had gotten a mastermind group together a number of years ago within my own team, and one of the things that we vowed to do every day was to memorize and state the poem that we get in our human being more training books. It goes like this. It says, this is the beginning of a new day. God has given this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. But what I do with this day is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving it at the place something I have traded for. I want it to be gain and not loss, good and not evil, success and not failure, love and not indifference, in order that I shall not regret the price that I have paid for it. Now, I got off a call with a distributor in my organization yesterday who, like many of us, has had a hard time with change. We're all going to go through change in life, and when we're in the middle of it or the cause of it, we don't think a lot of it, but when we're the recipient of it, sometimes we want to let our frustrations come forth. We have an amazing, amazing PIMAG water unit. The original PIMAG countertop water unit, which in large part because of how people started putting faucets into their kitchens. They didn't have the old standard faucet with the aerator. They had things that have goosenecks that come out and all these fancy nozzles and so forth, and that unit just wasn't able to be used anymore. And then Nikin came up with new designs, and our most recent design is even more efficient than what after was had. Original PIMAG countertop unit, we get a whole different way of alkalizing the water, and it does an even better job of it. But we still have people who have those original units, and some of them were able to get their extra filters, and some were not. You know, things that this continued well over 12 years ago now. And that was a frustration. You know, I've got a computer 7 years old that I can't get parts for. And that is, a frustration. We just live in a time of change. And it just kind of is what it is. And there's not a lot I can do about it. If a lot of people were buying those filters, Nikin would continue to hold them. We now have, if you haven't seen it, in the wild supplies last in the shopping cart, we have the filters for the original Air Wellness Power 5. Same virtual vintage era. I think it came out a year later than that, if I'm recalling correctly. But anyway, a really, really great unit. I bought them at $1,000 a piece, three of them. And they came down, I think it was the 800 or something like that, bought a fourth. And then I have a couple of the Power 5 Pros. But the Air Wellness Power 5, not enough people are buying the filters for them. And suddenly, now that they're in the wild supplies last, we have folks who are, oh, I love that unit. Well, if you love it, grab as many filters as you can that you think you'll need and your team members are going to need who aren't paying attention to what's happening, and understand that we're going to be having a lot of really cool changes. You know, my forecast is that we have people at the helmet are not afraid of change, and that we will see change on a regular basis. If there's, you know, in many stores, they'll take the bottom 10, 15, 20% of the products that aren't moving and put a new type of merchandise in that people are purchasing that is of interest to the buying public at that point. Even though we may love the old stuff, one of the things that we also love is people being able to get results, people being able to get checks, people being able to move ahead. And so I don't know about you guys, but I'm hopeful that we're going to have a Nikken business 40 and 60 and 80 and 100 years from now. And I dare say that we're probably not going to have anything then that we have now. So we will go through change if we're here long enough. So if you're up for change, then you're going to be up for an amazing, amazing future. I had a chance to talk with Dave and Reed and Williams, have a chance to sit down with Kurt, and he showed them some of the things that are coming our way in terms of product-wise. And it's, well, not pretty dang exciting. It's extremely exciting. But we got to make room for those things. So know that change will be there. Now, how do we take on change? Because many of us, when we were introduced to Nikken, we had this amazing view of what the future could be. And we may have had a product experience, or we may have been excited about being able to generate some really good income, excited about doing something that was cause and purpose, or excited about being around really good, uplifting people that just helped to make our day and life exciting and fulfilling. Now, whatever the reason is, or whatever happened, when that took place, most of us didn't sit around and complain, well, I can't believe they're charging $60 for us to be part of this organization, or I can't believe that they've got this requirement that you have to do 20,000 in points to go silver, or I can't believe that they've got this requirement that you have to have 3 seniors. All we did is we looked at the rule book, someone told us the rules, and we started working towards achieving the rules. And one thing that we need to know is that there's always going to be change and there's always going to be modifications. We have some really neat things taking place, partially because of governmental regulations with a lawsuit with FEMA. But we're going to have a big change that I want to talk about today that's coming forth in January, and maybe some ways of looking at it that are going to be quite important. So if you sat down and you wanted to play a board game with somebody, one of my favorite board games was a game called Risk. Love the game of Risk. And it was took a while to learn the rules. And as you learned the rules, it turned into a really fun evening of strategy and camaraderie anyway, I just loved the game of Risk. And then the game of Risk changed. And I didn't want to change. I wanted the old rules. I wanted the old game board. I kept looking for people that had the old game board. I played with people that had the old game board. And as the years went by, there were fewer people that had the old game board. And finally, I found myself in a place where I really wanted to play a game of Risk, but the only thing that was there was a new game board. And, I had to learn the new rules. And come to find out, it was a blast! I loved it. If anything, in many ways, it was more enjoyable than the original game. Now, I kept myself from experiencing the fruits of the new game because of my attitude for a number of years. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is, as we have a slightly altered set of rules about how we're going to qualify and what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do, that instead of complaining about how things used to be, because they're not going to be how they used to be. In 50 years from now, I hope they're not the way they are now. We're going to have a whole different way of doing business and talking to people and communicating and all those types of things. What's up to us is, are we going to have fun? Are we going to have fun playing the game and just sit down and read the new rules and then dive in? Just like in the very beginning when we were excited about using our new technologies, getting our sleep system, sharing them with other people, we didn't care whether the rule said you had to have 10,000 or 15 or 50,000. We just knew we were going to go out and share these amazing products with people and get silver then, and then get gold then, whatever it took to get silver or gold then, we were going to do it, and we're going to climb all the way to the top. So all we have to do now is just, it's not about are rules good or bad. It's just about, well, there are rules. So now we just have to learn how to play within those rules. So with that in mind, we're in an interesting phase right now where we're between sets of rules. So some people have a little bit of confusion in those portions. I'm going to try to alleviate some of that for you right now and help you understand that you don't look at these as being good or bad. Just look at them as, oh, okay, here's what I get to operate in with now. And we don't make the rules, but we do learn how to operate within them. The old set of rules, we learn how to operate within the old set of rules for good and for bad. For good and for bad, we learn how to operate within the old set of rules. Now we have a new rule set, and we're going to learn to operate, hopefully all for good, within that new set of rules and help our people get excited about those. So, real quick, many of you, this might be old history for some of you, but I'm just going to go through it for those who are new and not completely understanding what's happening. Governmental regulations are becoming a little more tight, but many of the regulations have been there, but they haven't been enforced for a long time. There were court battles fought, I think back in the 50s, that were even determining whether franchising would be a legal form of business. It came within 11 votes of being outlawed in Congress for franchising to be a legal form of business. And later on, network marketing came up as, would it be a legal form of business? And sure enough, it was a legal form of business, but they had to learn to operate within certain rules. And recently, Herbalife has been brought under scrutiny by a gentleman in the stock market who wants to make a lot of money by Herbalife going out of business. He bets against them and then put a bunch of money up to try to cause them to go under. Really unscrupulous way of doing things. But then there's another company very recently called Zima. And there were some moms who've gotten upset about moms and dads and feel like their college-age kids were taken advantage of because they were, you know, asked to get packs of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever bottles of Zima juice. And a lot of things have come out of that. Number one, we're not going to be able to have packs. And now, in my mind, I was thinking, well, we don't have packs that duplicate anything. You're not buying 10 mattresses or 10 pair of insoles or any of that. They're all individual items. And I could argue that, well, we should be able to have packs. Well, NECAN has chosen to say we're going to stay on the very extremely conservative side of this, so we're not going to say that, well, we're not going to have packs. And that way we can have a business that lasts 40, 60, 80, 100 years. So the company will not be offering packs. It doesn't mean that you can't offer some sort of a getting started pack to someone. And on Monday night, David sent out a link that will be talking about a quality enrollment pack and how to function within this new realm that we've been given, and that will be put on with Dennis Estes and Mack and Pat McDonald, and just a bunch of really great quality leaders. I encourage you to plug into that. If you didn't see that link yesterday, open up your emails, grab those, and plug into that call. Now, so one of the things is no packs. The other thing is that a company is going to have to show that they have over 51% of their sales coming from outside the tree. Now, there's not a problem of whether or not we have a viable product. In fact, we've probably got the most viable product on the market. We're the most product-driven business out there, for good and bad, because some people never share the business. But what it's led to is we got a lot of people who love the product, and we had a pricing structure that was set up really almost to encourage people to sign up. And we had well over 80% of our people who were just nothing more than glorified customers. In fact, as I would send emails out, I would always get emails back saying, can you please not send this information? I'm not interested in building a business. Well, then why'd you sign up? You signed up because your friend said, hey, let me get you a discount. What I want you to think and put on is the new rule book, wear this, badge it, whatever you have to do. From now on, the only price list you print out is the retail price list. From now on, the only price list that you print out is the retail price list. The only price you're going to discuss is the retail price list. If somebody asks you, is there a discount when you sign up? You say, well, we don't sign up for discounts, but we sign up if people are looking and want to share this with other people and build a business. No one will ever sign up again for a discount. And the reason for that is if you do that, you cripple them and the rest of your organization for life. Nissan has made this price alteration of some 50-plus products to make things competitive at a retail price point. Your comforters are almost half of what they were. I can't believe the price of the water system. The Backflex, half of what it was. The bone health pack. I mean, it's unbelievable the changes here. And understand that I'm going to give you an example right now. I had a lady that got really excited about the bone health. And she had zero money to invest in getting any other product or, you know, begin getting a wellness home, but she knew a lot of people who could benefit from bone health. And she ended up getting 10 people, mind you, this is a big sacrifice and tough because she could have it in herself, but she got 10 people on bone health, auto ship. She signed up, and that was a major stress. She had to stay for 3 months to sign up. She got 10 people on bone health auto ship, and she never made a dime. She never made a dime. And got frustrated, said, Nikan doesn't work, and left. Well, is it true that Nikan doesn't work? Absolutely not. There are lots of people who are really successful. But our compensation plan was set up for people who went senior right away. So she would have made at least 5% on all of those folks. She would have had a $25 check per month. Well, it was about $30 a month had she been a senior. But she never crossed that mark. And had she been an executive, she could have made a little over $100 a month. And had she been a solar, she could have made a little over $200. It would have been, ballpark it at maybe $220 that she would have made. Now, if we had sold everything at retail, however, she would have made a boatload more. So, for instance, right now, if she'd had those same customers get $1,000 worth of group volume, and it's all retail, $1,000 in group volume, that's all retail sales, a direct-level consultant would have a $250 check. They would have a $250 check, or right about that point. Someone who had no money, and they'd have it each and every month. And understand that when you sign somebody up just to become a customer, to get a discount, you're embedding in them the attitude or culture that that's what they should do with all of their friends and people. And so if someone decides they want to do this as a business, they're going to think they have to sign everybody up a wholesale. And none of them will make early money. So when you do that, you cripple your organization. And Nikan is sending a very clear signal to us that's going to help us in many, many, many ways. What we find is we get about 15 to 20% of our downline who's completely blocked any communication because all they wanted to be was a customer, but they're getting all this information about business or events or things like that. They don't want that. Well, if we sign up as a customer to begin with, they're not going to get inundated with any of those other things. And they're only going to get customer-based information, which is what they wanted to begin with, but we put them in a scenario that wasn't the best advantage for them. So I just really want you to, in your mind from now on, the only prices you discuss are the retail prices. It's the only one that you carry in your bag. And if someone says, is there a way to sign up? And you say, you're planning on building a business. So no, Nikan has a policy that they've got this thing called, quality enrollment. There's a plan for doing the business that they encourage people to do. Let me explain this really great structure, this recommended business model. It's not a requirement, but a recommended business model. And I explain to them what quality enrollment is. And I say, people who sign up are those who are interested in participating in this so they can generate ongoing income. Would you be interested in participating in quality enrollment? And if they say no, then they're customers. They are customers. They share, some of you know Molly Stinson and on the theroyalalliance.com webpage, there's a recording of what she is doing with parties. Again, Molly Simpson, if you go to the front page, right down the bottom, you click more at theroyalalliance.com, and then the second story that's on the second banner page there is about home parties, having fun with it. She has dollars that she gives out and bingo cards, and every dollar represents percent off their order, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the things that I'm doing for people who just want to buy a few things and want to share this with a few people. They say, hey, host a party, and I'll give you a 20% discount. If you host a party, I'll give you a 20% discount on your first order. You know, host for the next month, I'll give you a 20% discount on the party for the next month. So the raffle afterwards, I raffled off tickets for the upcoming Eagle Expo. The Eagle Expo is it's going to be taking place January 21, 22, 23, and you can find it at EagleWellnessExpo.com. And we raffled off in 10-4, we raffled off in Kim's and Vital Balance and all those good things. But I also raffled off a ticket for that event. And also mentioned, hey, some of you are here and you're excited about the discounts that these new $10 offer. If you know, many of you have thought of other people that could benefit from this. If you choose to share this, have a host a party, you can get a full 20% off of your first order. So that's a way of passing that gift on to somebody else without having them pay $99 to be able to buy it wholesale. And it grows your business. Well, they can choose to sign up at that point, but those are some ideas for you to help ease your conscience about finding a way to give someone a good deal that moves the business forward instead of cripples the organization. Okay? So, and that's not on that portion. You know, instead of someone spending $99 to get a wholesale, why do you have them spend the $99 to get sort of a back flex, a pair of, you know, insoles or something like that, or some 10-4, get some product experience underneath their belt. One of the reasons, because the regulatory things are really to think about, we have to help NECAN. We're not under any scrutiny. And because NECAN is always so conservative, we probably never will be, but that's because they're very conservative. But should we ever become under scrutiny, we've got to get NECAN to the point where we've got 51% of our sales outside the tree. That won't happen if you sign up all of your customers as consultants. So if something happens to NECAN, we all have a responsibility in that portion. So customers. Now, we've been asked to get out and get 10 customers as quickly as possible, 10 registered customers. Now, you're going to want more. We'll work towards adding 3 to 5 a month from then on. Maybe even add 10 or 20 a month. Get creative with it. In fact, every time we're doing a party, we're passing around and we're telling people, write down your name, your address, your phone number, your email. We're going to get you a health newsletter that we'll just create on certain items that are there. We'll give you updates on any new products that are happening. You'll be able to order directly from the company. And so just write your information down here so we can and follow up and give you extra info. If for some reason at the end of this event you say you don't want to be on that newsletter, you would not like to be a registered customer, let us know. But we're getting everybody who comes to a party to become a registered customer. So that whether they buy that night or not, they're going to be getting updates from NECAN on a regular basis. Okay, so we want to help NECAN, help us, help our future, help make it so that we can have as many amazing breakthrough cutting-edge technologies available to our children and grandchildren as possible through this amazing company called NECAN by helping them to fulfill that requirement. The next thing that's happened out of that lawsuit with Vima is that there is a, they made a rule that you cannot be required to, you cannot have a personal purchase requirement to qualify for anything. So, it can't be a personal purchase requirement to qualify for a check, to get paid. No personal purchase requirement to qualify for a promotion, i.e. a PIN level advancement. No personal check to qualify for an incentive. And, so right now, you can, taking that very literal, and through the end of December, so this month and next month, when you do 100 points of an order, it qualifies you to get paid on what's happening in personal group volume. that will not be the case come January 1. Come January 1, you will need a customer purchase. It has to be a retail sale. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be full retail or anything like that. But it has to go to someone else and not to you. Now, there will be things that you can to help designate, even if it's ordered through your own account and shipped somewhere else, you can designate what's a retail sale. But the point that it goes into that computer can be designated, is this for your own use or is this for a retail customer? Now, I've got some people who are thinking, well, I'm just going to take my own personal auto ship and shift it over and send it to my neighbor or put it to the basement of my own house and put it in somebody else's name as a customer. Is that really growing your business? Is that the right attitude that we should have as these rule changes come in? Or should we say, you know what? I know some people out there that really could benefit from this. Why not go and get some customers? That's a good thing to do. And I'm just going to encourage you that's the best thing to do is go out and share the amazing, amazing things that NECAN has to offer. We've got a lot of people with extreme interest in a new pricing. We've got products moving like that. And I'm going to encourage you to take a gander at that. Now, there is an item of concern that I hear people talking about that I really want to clear up. And that has to do with some people saying, well, autoship, our own personal autoship is not important anymore. And that is very, very wrong. In fact, it's going to always be one of the most salient things that we have and that we do. Let me explain. The reason that they're thinking autoship is not important is they heard that the personal volume is not going to count towards your paycheck. So they think, listen very carefully, I don't want this to be confusing but anymore. I've got people thinking that nobody's autoship in their entire organization is going to count towards their check. No. So what happens is anybody's autoship, you still get paid on your autoship. You still get your commission on your autoship. And autoship was never a requirement in the past to get a check. What was the requirement was doing 100 points. Doing 100 points was a requirement in the past. And one of the easy, convenient ways of doing that was simply, well, get on autoship yourself for 100 points or more, and you will automatically qualify for a check. People could place individual orders. They could just buy, you know, a couple pair of mag steps, or they could get a walker system, and they would qualify and not have to be on autoship. But why would we want to be on autoship, and why would we want to have that long-term habit remain within your organization? Well, number one, if you're not using it, you're not using the product, it's going to be tough to promote them. And number two, if you want your organization to live a long time and be healthy and productive and be there and still sharing NECAN, you want them to live a long time by using our amazing, cutting-edge, first-rate, powerful nutritional technology. You can take our stuff out there. I just heard Barb Satterwise talking about her husband, and he got on a quadruple dose of progesterone and took him from 70% blockage in his arteries to he's clean. A rotor-rooter job without the surgery in a four-month period with progesterone. Unbelievable. The stories we got with our bone health pack, the amazing results we get with people with digestive issues with our technology. It's just really wonderful. We can go on and on and on with these. But if we want to have a powerful story, and if we want to be healthy long-term, if we want to lead by example, we will always be on autoship. If we want our customers to be on autoship, we will be on autoship. So, what's changed? We're still going to get paid the same way on the autoship. We will get our commission checks. If you're a senior, you're going to make 5% back. If you're an executive, you get 10%. If you get silver, you're going to have 20% back on your own autoship purchase. You will always collect on the volume of the autoship and personal volume of everybody in your downline from January 1st forward. The only thing that's changed is the company just said, look, do you remember the requirement of doing 100 points in a month to get your personal group volume check? So if you want to get paid on what the rest of your personal group volume is doing, you have to at least do 100 points. The only thing that will change January 1st Your auto ship still counts this month and next month. Then the will change from January 1st is you're going to have 100 points of retail sales. 100 points of retail sales in order to get your check. And thus the reason, start collecting customers now. Start collecting customers now. And get them registered. I just tell people, hey, we've got this amazing free service that Nican offers. It's not going to cost you, you know, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to sign up. We'll get you registered as a Nican customer. From time to time, there are discounts that they throw in. There are promotions. There are new technologies that come out. We're putting together, you can send some testimonials out to them, educate them on the technology. And get them plugged into that system so that it's really easy to broadcast information. I've got a boatload of people right now who have been Nican consultants in the past. They're just working on calling 3 to 5 of them a day. They're Nican consultants, but they were really just wholesale buyers. And I'm telling them, I don't know if you know this, but you have a free website. Do you know how to set it up? Would you want to share Nican with anybody, with any of your work associates? And we're getting an increase in revenue because they feel very, very safe telling people, hey, go to this website. Let me give you my website. Take a look here. Shop if you want. Great discounts for Christmas and holidays. So you want to sit down with all of your consultants and let them know the beauty of one of the big changes that's taken place, and that is the distributor cost is no longer $60. It's $99. Isn't that awesome? Well, it is awesome because instead of paying $350 a year for your web page, it's now free. Consultants, it'll be $79 to renew, unless you're quality enrolled each and every month, in which case it's free. It'll be $79 to renew, and you'll get your web pages for free. Well, why not convert those people who have been wholesale customers in the past, give them an opportunity to get that web page and see if you can get maybe 1 out of 3 of them to start sharing Nican. And that's a real, real important thing. Now, one of the big things that we have to deal with is our language. Language. And if we say, autoship is important, but it doesn't count to help you get a check anymore. That's not good language. What you want to have happen is you want to say, autoship, if you're introducing this and training your organizations, how we introduce concepts is really important to how they're received, thought of, felt, etc. So from this point forward, we want to talk about one of the important programs that Nican has is autoship. It's an amazing way for you to get some of the best attritionals in the world. If you do 100 points or more, you're going to get a discount of 10%. When you sign your customers up, you're going to want to tell them about the amazing program that AutoShip offers. And if you're not on it, it'll be hard to explain and to go from a point of credibility, because they'll ask, are you on AutoShip? And we'll want to say, yes, I'm on AutoShip, and I absolutely love these technologies. Here are the ones that I find and the value. What are your challenges? Let's see how we can help you. When it comes to talking to your distributor force, you want to tell them that it's a way for them to get the best products. If they're retailing products out of their home, they can even sorry, my son is now standing outside my window and I don't know how he got up there and he's waving signs at me. I have to hold on a minute. Sorry, but you have to wait. Well, okay. So, let me back up here. the other sibling just got him a ladder. Okay, so, do you want to tell them they're going to auto-ship the lead by example? It does create duplicatable volume in their organization. It's going to create volume with their customers. It's going to get them the steepest discount so that if they want to resell a Bonehouse pack, they would not just get the retailer, they get an additional 10% because they bought it on auto ship, and they could retail the bone health packer. They could retail their Canadian Vital Balance, or they could retail all those types of things. So talk about all the positives, no buts, or it was this way, or any of those types of things, moving forward with positive language. Okay, so with that in mind, we're going to open up for some questions. If there are any, over here.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
So, if you would like to ask a question or give a comment, I'm sure there are lots of other thoughts out there that would be helpful for everybody. If you had a thought of, and there are lots of other pieces to fill in right now, but if you have any thoughts about the rules and about the importance of looking at the new rules and not wishing for the old rule, that's the old risk game. That's the old mentality. But let's just get excited about NECAN and say, okay, what are the rules now? Any ideas about ways of presenting those or explanations that are important or questions that could be a great time for?
Freddie, are the rules, new rules, going to be printed on our website?
They're in the policies and procedures. The rules will always be there, yes.
Okay,
now,
so those updated?
No, because the rules don't come into play until January the 1st.
I gotcha.
So we're under old rules right now. They're giving us, they could have just flipped the switch back in October. Say, hey, here it is right now. But NECAN is giving us this time to ramp up and tell our organization. And it's up to us to make sure we get everybody informed.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Brody, a second thing.
Yeah.
I really, really, really appreciate this presentation. It is so clear, and I especially appreciate the reasons why being made clear. You're a great thinker, and you're a great presenter. I'm going to put this information on our website and recommend that everybody in our group listen to it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate all you guys do. You're awesome leaders out there. We love you.
Thanks.
Is there anyone out there doing skincare classes?
There are people who do skincare classes, but there are many people are just kind of waiting for the new product to come out so that they can show the new product.
Right, that's what I thought.
We don't have the new product, so we can't show it yet.
Hi, this coming Monday, Paige is going to do a skincare class on the Pathfinder's that
is. So is it's
at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6. You figured out what time zone you're, but it's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But I think it's the 30th, not the 23rd, Molly. It's Monday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Monday after Thanksgiving? Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's what I put on my calendar when Rick announced it.
Okay. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Thank you.
This is Charlie Burke in Kelowna.
Yes.
I was wondering, with the new rules as far as advancing to a new pin rank are concerned, do the personal purchases of your group count towards your pin rank advancement?
Yes. So if someone in your downline organization purchases stuff, it all counts towards your personal group volume. The only thing that's happened is it's only your individual personal purchase for your advancement. Your downline is all count.
And loading.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Carol. Can you just clarify for me with the new rules now what would be the to qualify to get QE? Is that just the PV has to be 100 points?
Okay, no, really great question. I apologize for not covering that before. One of the things that you're going to want to have understand is the new rules don't come in until January, so old rules still exist right now.
Okay.
Okay? So the old rules were 100 of PV, and then you, in addition to that, you needed to make sure that you had a total of 500 that was not your own purchase, or a total of 500 in PV, but it didn't have to be your own purchase. So the 100 of ownership plus the total of 500 PV. The rules coming forth in January will be very simple. You need 500 in retail sales. 500 in retail sales. So it's going to have to be credited to a customer for volume to count. Does that make sense?
Okay, that sounds easy enough.
It's not a matter of whether something be difficult or easy. It's a matter of just a different mindset. It's just like what we're talking before. It's a new set of rules. So here's how we play the game now. Let's get them out and grab them. Now, it will be easy with these new prices. I agree. I mean, I had that same mentality that this is not going to be a for anybody who wants to play the game, this is not going to be tough. I mean, just filling up with the bone health pack used to be, sorry, I keep going back to that, that's one of my favorite products. But $179 at retail, and then get it for $103 now, the only objection I used to get with that was, well, I'm not sure if I can afford it, but we've just taken care of that. That's a no-brainer at this point. So go out and do some weight loss seminars, go out and do some bone health seminars, go out and do some sleep seminars, go out and do, you know, whatever you want in those categories. But this is the dawning of a new day, a day that's going to make a huge, huge difference for a lot of people.
Molly? Yeah. Okay. I heard that the address of the product has to be sent to the customer in order to be counted as the quantity enrollment for retail.
The fine-tuned details will be announced in January. I'll give you my understanding, but it's hearsay at this point. I know that we're going to have some sort of a dial. This is the intention at this point. They call it a button or a dial when you place an order. Mm-hmm. And that, they know that some of us do trade shows. Some of us, you know, we do booths, we do, you know, things like that. We want to be able to sell products of those things. I buy product that I have here and I sell when I do home tours and things like that. And they're going to have a means for us to be able to credit purchases, at the point of purchase and say this will be retail. I don't know how they're going to do it. It's not a time to be worried or panicked or whatever, but we will be able to mark, hey, this is for retail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
Hey, Brody, Paul Gabbias here.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. I think you're very courageous to deal with this even now, but we need to. So many people, at least in my organization, they've been approached about Decan right away as a business. Some of them don't take up the business opportunity, but they become customers. But certainly what I do, I know what kind of people I'm looking for, and I'm looking for business builders, and that's what I look for. So these kinds of people understand that a business requires a significant investment, and they're prepared to invest in their wellness home, many of them, you know, right away. And they understand why they should get silver done as quickly as possible. And they're not loading up on product. They're simply equipping their home. And then they have a few demo products. Where, do you have any idea, where should put all this volume when they're investing in their product at this point. This may not be totally worked out, I understand, but have you thought of these kinds of people and what should they should do?
Absolutely. So, you know, it kind of fits in about if you know the rules of the game, so to speak, we always had times in the past that were for good and bad that we worked around, through, in, above, over the rules of the game to make things work. And you know, anytime you play a game, you try to figure out, okay, how do I optimize these rules? So one of the challenges we had in the past is people optimize the rules by totally bypassing the largest portion of the compensation plan, which was retail sales. And if there's one thing that I want to really hit over the head with a 10-foot pole today, guys, yes, we do get people who want to come in and buy their large purchase, but what percentage of those people who come in and buy their large purchase are really business builders? And for most people, it may be half or a third, but for most part, they're customers. So if you can distinguish your customers out and get them to be customers, that's going to be a great thing. Okay, now on the other hand, you know, I talked with William Todd, and he said he's not going to let someone sign up until they've been a customer for 3 months. Buy your product, buy your wellness, home, experience it, get some stuff underneath your belt, you know. He's got a series of requirements for people that he's going to be willing to mentor to go and grow. Now that having been said, we in the old plan we would get people on and use that carrot of wholesale to get people to sign in and get their product right now so we could get someone silver. And we had a month to do it in those days. But we don't have to do that now because people have 3 months to do it. So there's no reason to artificially change a customer to a business builder. Now the next thing is, in the old days, is sometimes people were left without a senior. People were left without a senior level wellness consultant. And so as they bought their complete wellness home for, you know, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, sometimes we would tell people how to optimize their purchase such that they might be able to get another senior if they structured their purchase in the right place. And that's actually how I became a wellness consultant, is my parents had one leg that went crazy, and they needed another senior. And they called up and asked if they could use my social security number. And they said, what? I wasn't interested in becoming a wellness consultant. And they ended up not just using the product themselves, they shipped it to me because they were worried about my health. So there are some good things that can come out of those requirements, so to speak. But in this case, Paul, if they sit down like that and they say, hey, well, I want to get this, this, and this, I might sit down and say, well, let me show you how we might optimize those purchases and see about utilizing them by setting up a customer account so that they will get full credit for those.
I spoke to Reed, and Reed and Dennis are going to be on Monday, and it's not January 1st yet. I'm sure that things are still being sort of worked out, but with certainly whatever the rules are, we need to play by them, whatever they happen to be in January, and
yeah,
to try to prepare.
Learn the new rules, learn how to optimize them, learn how to be excited and function within them. There's nothing good or bad, and I have people say, well, why does silver have to be $40,000? Why does silver have to be $20,000? Why does it have to be... Well, we don't want to complain about rules. We want to say, oh, here's the rule, now how do we function within them? And
I just love that attitude. That's a great one to teach. Whatever it is, that's what we do.
Ready.
Yep. Yes.
Phil Hansen here, Vermont, Minnesota. Got a question regarding how, I don't know if you've heard, or I'm sure you've heard the
choose Walnut and get Dr. Gary Linder?
Yes.
I'm a recovering dope victim, and I have just seen a tremendous amount of benefits using different technologies, and I'm sharing it with people, and I'm just wondering, you know, my idea of getting people around is to just have a choose wellness party, and then show that interview by Dave Johnson and Dr. Gary Linder.
Yes.
And then just saying, you know, if anybody's interested, you can buy the product retail.
Don't even make a big deal out of the word retail. I would say, if those who are interested in the product, here's the price list. Here's the price list catalog, or plug into the website here. Here you go. Don't make a big word or a deal out of the word retail, like it's some scary thing. I mean, you walk into a store and they don't say here's the retail price. They just say here's the price. Here's the price. Here's the price.
I like the other comment about William Todd saying, I won't sign you up until you had the products for 3 months or used them.
I'm not saying that I completely agree with the whole philosophy. I'm trying to give you guys ideas, ways of shaking the cage, and new ways of thinking again. But that's not a hard set. You have to create your own rules for your own business of what you will and won't do. But the big point of today, guys, is Nikan is still Nikan. We still have the most amazing products. We still have, we will always have change. I'm really grateful we don't have the original vitamins that Nikan had, AM, PM, and DM. They had a fiber. We're always going to have change. And some people complained when those went away. Well, I liked my vitamin. Well, I'm really glad we have the new ones now. We will always have change. All we have to do is make a choice of understanding is, oh, well, here's the new rule book. Now we're going to play here. Learn the new game board and go play. Well, folks, I have a webinar that is launching off right now that I got to get on.